Good evening, everyone. John Curdy coming to you from the Sun Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon. Okay. A 26-year-old Saginaw man has been arrested and charged following an investigation by the Michigan State Police Computer Crimes Unit, which is part of the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force. Luke Patrick Young turned himself in after investigators seized digital evidence from his home, according to state police. The case began when authorities learned he was allegedly sharing files containing child sexual abuse material online. Young now faces two counts of aggravated possession of child sexually abusive material and two counts of using a computer to commit a crime. He was arraigned Friday, January 9th in 70th District Court. State police are using the case to remind parents to talk with their children about safe internet use. Officials say a variety of online safety resources are available through the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Michigan ICAC Task Force. Anyone with information about possible child sexual exploitation is urged to report it to Cyber Tip Line, operated by the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. And on January 21st, 2026, Thumb Broadcasting was on site following a two-vehicle crash on North Van Dyke Road in Bad Axe. First responders and a tow truck were on site as well. A white Pontiac was being removed from the side of the road by tow crews. No injuries have been reported at the time of the writing of this article. We will keep you updated as more information and developments happen. And the Michigan Department of Natural Resources Western Upper Peninsula Citizens Advisory Council will hold a virtual meeting on January 28th to discuss several regional recreation and natural resource issues and conduct regular council business. The online session is scheduled for 6 to 8:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. During the meeting, council members are expected to receive updates on the Western Upper Peninsula Snowmobile Trail System, review the process for guiding fishing trips on Michigan lakes, and hear about a winter partnership aimed at snowplowing boating access sites. The council will also consider whether to endorse a recommendation from the Wildlife Committee. Other items on the agenda include reports from DNR division staff, elections for council leadership positions, subcommittee updates, and the continuation of unfinished business. Members of the public seeking information on how to attend the virtual meeting or submit comments can contact Christy Dahlstrom at dahlstromk@michigan.gov or call 906-226-1331. When we come back from this Ozentoski Farm Equipment, we'll get to our national, international, and obituaries.
Sign up now and save on winter service at your Case IH dealer, Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe. Now is the time to get your tractors, combines, and equipment repaired, and have your machinery ready for the coming season to ensure against dreaded downtime. Call Ozentoski's service manager, Kyle Rogenbuck, for special winter rates on equipment repairs scheduled in shop. Get 10% off parts by having your work done now. At Ozentoski Farm Equipment, your Case IH dealer, they have the experience, training, and special tools to get your equipment repaired correctly, and they use quality Case IH parts. Protect yourself from breakdown in the spring by having your equipment serviced this winter at special pricing. 10% off parts by having your work done now. So don't delay. Call your Case IH dealer, Ozentoski Farm Equipment in Bad Axe today.
This is Kyle Rogenbuck, service manager at Ozentoski Farm Equipment. Our qualified Case IH mechanics are trained to track down trouble and make repairs with quality Case IH parts. Call to schedule your appointment today at 989-269-6449. That's 989-269-6449.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy. And moving on to our national news. In a report, extreme weather cost U.S. $115 billion in 2025. A comprehensive economic report released today found that extreme weather events cost the U.S. $115 billion in 2025. The figure includes damages from hurricanes, wildfires, and record-breaking floods that impacted both infrastructure and agriculture. Economists noted that while the number is staggering, it represents a slight decrease from the previous year. The report emphasizes the need for increased investment in resilient infrastructure to mitigate future financial losses. In other national news, MLK Day observances sparked discussions on community. Following Monday's Martin Luther King Day, or Junior Day, community leaders across the nation held forums yesterday to discuss the civil rights leaders' legacy. The focus of this year's discussions has centered on building community in an increasingly digital and polarized world. Many cities reported record turnouts for volunteer events held over the holiday weekend. Educators are using the momentum to launch new service learning programs in public schools aimed at fostering local civic engagement. And in our international news, UK mulls social media ban for under 16s. The UK government announced today that it is considering a ban on social media for children under the age of 16. The proposal follows a similar move by Australia and aims to address growing concerns over screen time and the impact of algorithms on youth mental health. Ministers are seeking public views on whether to implement mandatory age verification checks for all social platforms. Tech companies have expressed concerns about privacy and the technical feasibility of such a ban. And in other international news, Yemeni Prime Minister resigns amid crisis. Yemeni Prime Minister Salem Saleh bin Breik resigned yesterday, citing the country's deepening economic crisis and the departure of key members from the Presidential Leadership Council. President Rashad Al-Alami has appointed Sheikh Mohsen to lead a new transitional government. The leadership change comes as the country struggles with a fragmented economy and a stalled peace process. The new administration faces the immediate challenge of stabilizing the currency and ensuring the delivery of basic services to the population. And we have just two obituaries to report for this hour. Marsha J. Huffman, age 88, of Cass City, passed away January 16, 2026. Marsha was born in Unionville on May 5, 1937. She married Elmer G. Hoffman on April 28, 1956, at St. Paul Lutheran Church in Caro. Marsha is survived by her children, Gina and Gordon, her grandchildren and great-grandchildren. The visitation and service will be held Thursday, January 22nd, 2026, at Good Shepherd Lutheran Church in Cass City. Visitation will begin at 9 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. The luncheon will be held immediately following the service at the church. Burial will be at 2 p.m. at St. John Lutheran Cemetery in Sebewing. Memorial donations may be given to the Heritage Hill Assisted Living and Memory Care or Good Shepherd Lutheran Church. Arrangements handled by Jingle and Mellendor Funeral Home, Inc. in Sebewing. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. And Calvin Cal James Kaufman, 86, of Elkton, passed away peacefully in his home with his family by his side on Monday, January 19, 2026. Cal married the former Nola Herford on October 21, 1967, and the couple spent over 58 years together. Cal is survived by his wife, Nola, children, Carlene, Stephen, Christina, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Cal was preceded in death by his sisters. A funeral service for Cal will be held at 11 a.m. on Monday, January 26, 2026, at St. Paul Methodist Church. Visitation will be from 3 p.m. until 7 p.m. on Sunday, January 25th, at Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon, and from 10 a.m. until the time of service at the church on Monday. Memorials may be made to St. Paul Methodist Church or the A&D Charitable Foundation. The family was assisted with these arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Friends may share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Ozentoski Farm Equipment of Bad Axe and Pigeon.